Tome Devora, and we're at Perek Gimal, and we're at the Chokmah. We're emulating the Sefirah of Chokmah. Od tzarich liyot rachamat pirusim al kol hanivraim. So a person has to have compassion on all of the creation, all creatures. Lo yibazim. You cannot disgrace them. Lo yibedim. Destroy them. Shari'a chokmah al yona. The chokmah is chesed, is kindness. The chokmah is mercy. And God sends down to Chokmah His wisdom to all of the creation. Domem someach v'chayim kabed. Exactly, which means the aura of Hashem, the light of God, is in everything. Today they figured it out already, scientifically, Avdil. The light of God is in everything. So that's why you cannot belittle anything, because anything in this world has the aura of Hashem in it. If I were to tell you 100 years ago, there's the Or Hashem in this table. What are you talking about? It's a domain. It's inanimate. But today, the scientist tells you that there's molecular action taking place in there. Protons, neutrons, electrons, and all this type of activity. And they tell you the energy that's in this table over here, if you release it, you can blow up the world 50 times. You don't need the energy of a table to blow up the world. If you're able to split the energy in the size of a dime or a nickel, you can release the energy that's inside that thing. You can blow up two cities without a doubt. That's a atomic bomb. What's the atomic bomb basically? You're splitting the atom. You split the atom and you release its kohos. So clearly now they're admitting that there's energy in things, and that energy is so supersonic and so incredibly great. That's the order of Hashem. Hashem put His kohos in every single item. What's holding this table together? And energy is holding it together. Otherwise, it should just disintegrate, just fall apart. So that's going to be the basis that kulam bechokhmah asita. God sends His chokhmah, that's the light of the chokhmah, the sefirat chokhmah, that order comes from chokhmah, goes into all the creatures. That's why we're not allowed to waste anything. We're not allowed to destroy for no reason the creation. Because since everything has in it Or Hashem, so you can't just go, chop down a tree for no reason, or just, but the shait, I don't want to waste things. There's something valuable in every single part of the B'riyah. So that's why he says over here, U'mita'am ze u'tanu mi'bizui ochalim. Bizui ochel. Why can't you waste food or, do something that's disparaging to food, because of that reason, because inside of the ochel is kedusha. The holy books come along and say that when a person eats, he's nevareh nitzotzot. There's nitzotzot of kedusha in the food, sparks of kedusha, and when a person eats, he's able to release those sparks. And he's able to bring them back to their eating. Is in Judaism is considered an avodah, a service. It's not an interruption to the service. It's part of the service. To some people, it's everything else is an interruption. The eating is the ikar. But we eat from time to time. That's why God made us hungry. The Baal Shem Tov said on the pasuk, "The evim gam semeim nasham behem tetataf." When a person's ra'ev. When a person's hungry, or when a person's thirsty, you know why God makes a person hungry or thirsty? Because the souls are enveloped in the food at that moment. And since the souls are enveloped in the food, only if somebody eats it. So God makes the person hungry at that moment in front of that food, so he'll eat it in order to metaken the nitzotzot. That's why you make a beracha on the food. That's why the Gemara Mishnah says the Perkei Avot. Anybody that sits at a table and eats, and does not say the Brit Torah on the table, he's eating from the dead carcass. What's the chemetim? He left the nitzotzot in the food. That's the chemetim. He didn't metaken the food as he was supposed to. So that's the Zohar HaKadosh says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is Yudke Vavke, and it's Adanut, Havaya Adanut. Yud Kei Vav Kei is 26, Ad Aleph Tav Adun Yud is 65. Together it equals 91. So anything that equals 91 represents holy. Because that's representing Yud Kei Vav Kei and Adanut. Havaya Adanut. Whenever you see the number 91, you know it's the magical number, because it equals those two names of Hashem. Amen, for example. Amen equals 91. Aleph Mem Nun. So anybody that answers Amen, you're connecting to those two names. An angel, for example, is called the Malach. Malach equals 91. Because the Malachim are obviously closer to the Baruch Hu. Sukkah. Sukkah equals 91. The person goes into the Sukkah, he's going into the, you know, to the Shekhinah, to the place of the Shekhinah. But the Mishnah Berurah brings down as well that the word, the way you say food in Hebrew is how? Ma'achal. The same letter as the Malach. It's Ma'achal. Ma'achal is food. The Ma'achal also has in it the Havayat, has in it the Kiddushah. So when a person sits down to eat, so you don't throw food, you know, I mean, in the school, you remember you had a food fight. This is, we don't do that, have food fights and all this. You take the food and you just, you know, waste it and stuff like that. There's stuff going on over there. And the Chokhmah tells us that you have to give the proper respect to every part of the creation. Domem, that's the inanimate, like the table. Tzomeach is the item that grows. High is the animal. And Midaber is the human, Kol Shekem. Ve'al davar ze, ra'ui shekemo she'ochmah al-yona ena mevazam. Shum nimsa, right? The Chokhmah Aliyonah affects everything to the benefit. Kulam b'Chokhmah Asita. When God sends His Chokhmah down, He doesn't discriminate. God sends the Chokhmah down to the biggest genius, and He sends it down to the elephant. He sends it down to the squirrels and to the trees and to the rocks. Every part of the creation benefits. Chokhmah is equal opportunity kindness. So therefore, if you can emulate that midah. Can you rachameh Adam al kol ma'asav yitbarach? You can't discriminate. You have to have rachamim and mercy on all of the creation if you want to emulate chokmah. Umita'am ze haya onesh Rabbeinu HaKadosh. You know the story of the Rabbeinu HaKadosh was where the animal came running because the shochet was trying to make shochita on the animal. So it came running, it saw the bee walking, and it had a jalabi, it had his like robe. It came running under the rabbi's robe to hide from the shuhet. So what did the bee say? Go, lekach mosata, go. He pushed it away, and he put it in the hands of the shuhet, which doesn't seem like a bad thing. He didn't hurt the animal. He just told the animal, go, let yourself get slaughtered. That's what you were created for. Because of that, he suffered a tremendous amount of yisurim. Tremendous amount of yisurim. I mean, a lot because of that. Because Kanan'eh, there was a lack of mercy that he had for that animal at that moment. Yeah. Go, that's what you created. Ba'ulu yisurim. Shem mitzad adin. Sharei ha-rachamim meginim al adin. Which means the rachamim protects us from the deen. Whenever there's deenim, we protect us from the judgment, the mercy. But if you don't have mercy, then the judgment will just come out on the guy. What's protecting us? Because we have mercy on people. So even if there's a judgment that's supposed to hit us, the mercy is a surrounding insulator. Once the bee took away his mercy, whatever judgments were there, boom, was able to hit. So it's the mercy that saves us. Right, there was the hulda, the maid was sweeping the porch, and she saw there was like a weasel over there, so she wanted to take the broom and smacked the weasel off the porch. Leave it on, come here, let him go. Once already he showed mercy on the weasel, already the Yisurim went away. V'amar, v'rahamav ha'kol ma'asad ketiv. God has mercy on all the creation. Nitzum min ha'din, v'pnei she'poras ora chokhma alav. That's the Kabbalah explanation. Once already he was emulated God's mercy, the light of Chokhmah came under the bee, because that's where the midah comes from. And once the order of Chokhmah came to the Sefirah, at the time that he had mercy on the Hulda, finished. Once you have order of Chokhmah is the Hamim, and therefore the Hamim is a kryptonite against the deen, and therefore he got saved. Ve'al derech ze lo yibazeh shum nimsa min ha-nimsa'im. You cannot belittle anything. You remember when you were young, and you sat at the table, and you know, this food is disgusting. Don't talk like that. You can't. We don't say about food. You don't. It's not my taste. Not my taste. You don't want to eat it. You don't have to eat it. So we don't disparage food. This is a creation of God. Even though I make with yeshiva, it's hard to imagine that this was creation of God, some of the stuff they gave us to the lunch, to be honest with you. But I have to say, I have to come to the conclusion that even that is... Anyway, ועדרך זה לא יהיה בזה שום נמצא מן הנמצאים. שכולם מהחכמה, ולא יעקור הצומח אלא לצורך. You see guys that walk down the street, they're pulling trees, pulling leaves, just destroying the world. No reason. What are you doing? So I was at a wedding the other night. The guy must have spent $500,000 on flowers. Based on my quick calculations.
Have a way on that
plan. I'm just based on my quick calculations, counting how much they were, how much each one cost. I came out $500,000, but I didn't go into the reception area. I was just counting the ceremony area. So it could be, you're right. Could be it was doubled in size. And beautiful, but you know, beautiful. And the only way they could hang these flowers, they had to tie them to each other in a certain way. So you know, a flower was this big, let's say, but they were 20 feet long. That means they tied 60 of them together to make a jump rope of these incredible, under the chuppah. I mean, if you're a person who likes flowers, or likes to see just, you know, a conspicuous waste of money, you get excited from this. So I'm standing under the chuppah, and you can't help but marvel at it. You know, leave the musar for a second. Oh, waste of money, stoyot. Put that aside. Assume you got it for free, let's say. Somebody gave it as a gift. You can't help but say, wow, this is... It's a beautiful thing. The creation of... Which is an amazing thing, by the way. I tell you this, a side point. I'll get back to my story. You can never compete against natural beauty. Remember that. Natural beauty will always steal the show. I once went to a guy's house in Deal. He was just redoing his house. And he invited me over for something. He must have spent $250,000 renewing that room that he invited me. I mean, incredible thing he did. On the table was a dozen fresh roses. I walked in. Why do I say, Eddie, wow, those flowers. He says, unbelievable. That's the thing that caught your eye. He says, I spent $250,000 on mold. He says, and you're right. He says, because the rose is natural beauty. It's God's beauty, unsynthetic. It's always going to catch your eye. The natural beauty of Hashem is so appealing. Yeah. How long, and we know this already, you can sit the whole day and just look at the ocean. A whole day, have no problem. Look at the ocean all day long. Nobody makes time. Oh, I can't look at the ocean anymore. I gotta go home. Look at it all day long. You can't wait to go back to look at the ocean. Well, now, go look at your bathtub. How long did you look at your bathtub for? You can't look at it because it's synthetic. You know, it's a man-made thing. You can't look at a fish tank. But you can look at the ocean. It's an amazing thing. The creation is amazing. Hashem's creation is so magnetic. Because it's all Shekhinah, the or Iryon is in there. The Chokhmah is in there, so there's an attraction to it. Anyway, it was under the Chuppah. So, you know, people have nervous traits. People have nervous... You saw?
The picture.
You have the picture of the wedding?
Of the
oh, Mordechai was the Hazan.
Yeah?
Yeah, you can't believe it. There it is, there's the picture. It's like Gan Eden. You can't believe it. So... Okay, anyway, pictures of everything I worked on. No, he's not fooling. He's not fooling. He's some type of expensive.
Harry, you gotta introduce yourself
now. My son
was
more.
Baby's breath.
Okay.
So anyway, what happened was, one of the Rabbanim up there, he's nervous, I guess. I don't know. Maybe they might give him a beracha. I don't know. But I don't know what he's nervous. Maybe they're not going to give him a beracha. I don't know why he's nervous. But he's nervous. So what is he doing? He's just standing behind and just... He's pulling them. The guy must have demoed, I don't know, $50,000 worth of flowers during the ceremony. He's standing right there. By the time the ceremony was over, the guy could have been the flower boy. The guy dropped, you know, I don't know how many. So I told him, what are you doing? What's the difference? Nothing happened. He didn't ruin the ambiance of the wedding because it was behind us. But what do you just stab Mr. Destroy? That's what he's saying over here.
So that's Maddie's
here? That's what he's saying over here. For no reason, just to rip something, to destroy something. Stab, so for no... Guys walking down the street, there's a ladybug walking. For no reason, boom! What do you want from the ladybug? It bothered you, the ladybug? Is it going to bite you? Stab! They go out of their way, there's an ant hole, boom! Because I just killed a million bugs. What was the benefit? What did they do to you? What avon did they? Why would they hayav mita? What avon did they commit? So you have to train yourself, unless of course sakana or there's a prayer. By the way, if you're picking the flower to put it on your table for Shabbat, of course you pick it. I'm not saying no. But no matter, just stam, wanton destruction without any reason. There's chokmah of Hashem in there. Why would you do that? It feels good to destroy. It feels good to... Yeah. So nerves will get beads. We'll get beads and they'll play with the beads.
They'll go out and go. They have a habit. They pull their thing. She loves me. She loves me.
Maybe that's a story. Maybe that's a story. Yeah. Listen, people are hunting, I'm sure they do it for a tzoret. So I don't think hunting is bat tashchit. You know, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say it's bat tashchit. It's other things, but...
Don't they eat the animal
they hunt? Yeah, maybe they eat the skins. I'm not talking about that. That at least you can justify. But stam, just to destroy the... I had the question like this, not with hunting, with fishing. We fish, we catch it, we throw it back. I mean, I don't know if the fish is suffering, to be honest with you. It looks like he's not having a good time when he's out here. I don't know if he's suffering. I was never a fish, so I don't know if he's suffering. I don't know if he feels maybe he's shaking from ecstasy. What do I know he's shaking from? I have no idea if he's feeling good at that moment or feeling bad. I never analyzed it. But the hook is in his mouth, you wound his jaw, you plug the mouth, you killed the guy for no reason. The guy's at least eat me. No, not eating you. You measure him, he's 12 inches, so throw him back. But now the guy for the rest of his life has dental problems because and you got a thrill for 5 seconds that you got a tug on your line. So for a little thrill like that you kill the fish forever. So I wonder if that's for what? For no reason, Sam to enjoy. Maybe he said, oh, that's not. Maybe that's at least the one also. So I have to don't kill animals unless you need it.
Necessity.
A necessity. And then once you decide to kill them, you have to kill them in the most humane way. Bisakin biduka. With a knife, that's the regular shaita that we have. Lirachim. Even when we allow you to kill the animal, but the most merciful way that's possible. Not,
That's the difference between kosher and not kosher.
What do you mean?
They kill it in a way kosher animals kill not to stop it. Kosher.
I mean, our way is different than the...
100 million%. Come on.
Zeh klal. This is the... This is the cloud. This is the principle. Ahimla al kol al nimsa'in. You have to have mercy on all of the existence, shelo lehabela, not to ruin it. And that's we have bechokhmah. Zulati la'alotam min ma'la el ma'la. Oh, unless you do a great thing, which is really a great thing, if you could elevate it, which means. If I could take a knife, let's say, right? So the knife is a domain. It's let's take a different. I have a grass, let's say. I take the grass, the seeds of the grass, and I put it in the dirt. The dirt is a domain. The dirt is inanimate. How do I elevate the dirt? I plant in it grass. So now I made it a higher species. I elevated it. I made it from the dirt, I made it to a higher level. This is an upgrade. Correct? Well, I put the flower pot. The flower pot is a domain. I put a flower in it, now it's already serving a higher purpose. The animal comes, and the animal eats the grass. Now the grass became elevated. It's a great thing. Now you turned it into an animal. And then the human being comes along and eats the animal, so you've turned the animal now into the high. And if a Jew eats it, if a Jew eats it, you turn it into Israel. That's the argument that we have with the animal rights activists. Who's more merciful on the animal? The one that says don't kill the animal, or the one that says kill the animal and elevate it? So we tell the animal rights activists, what if I told you that I can snap my fingers and we can turn that animal into the chief rabbi of Israel? Well, if you can turn the chief rabbi, do it, but you can't. Of course we can. Slaughter the animal, make a nice piece of cloth kosher meat, give it to the chief rabbi, let him eat it. Now the cow becomes the chief rabbi. When the cow was in the barn, nobody was kissing him, nobody was standing up for him, nobody was doing nothing. Now, all of a sudden, he became the most popular guy. Everyone wants to take a picture with him. So, on the contrary, who's having mercy on the animal? Us or them? By them not wanting to kill the animal, they want to keep the animal an animal. Why would you want to keep the animal? That's discrimination. Why not give the animal a chance to, affirmative action? Why don't you give the animal a chance to elevate himself? So we give the chance to the animal to, and that's why, for example, we take the animal's hide, we make a separate sort out of it. Now everybody's kissing the cloth. Anybody ever kissed a cow before? You never did. No. The cow says, wow, I got my lucky day. You slaughtered me, you took my hide. Now, you can make a Rawlings baseball glove out of it. Okay, that's also something. But not a separate sort, obviously. You make a pair of tefillin, the box of the tefillin, all day long. You can see the box of the tefillin. So therefore, the highest level is, of course, to elevate. To lift the, to lift the creation to the highest level. That's what he would say here. Zeh klal, zulati l'ha'alutam mima'ala il ma'ala, mitzomeach l'chai. Right? The tzomeach becomes part of the animal. Mechai l'midabir. And then the animal becomes part of the midabir. She'az mutaz la'akol ha'tzomeach v'lamit ha'chai. L'chov al minat l'zakot. Exactly. I'm doing a damage. I'm not to do a zichiyah, a benefit. If I cut the grass to feed it to my animals, so I'm doing a good thing. I'm elevating the grass. Nothing wrong with that. Understand? If I slaughter the animal in order to eat it, so I'm doing a good thing. That's not considered the waste. I'm elevating it. That's the chapter. It's a very, very, very key chapter. It's the secret of Baal Tashrit. It's the sword of treating everything. You have people that just destroy. People are just natural destroyers. You see somebody sitting at the table, just scratching it, and they're just destroying the stuff without any reason. Kids have a nature to do that. They write on everything. In school, they write on your desk. What are you writing on a desk for? All these types of... they said that one of the things they said at the funeral of the Chazon Ish. I mean, his wife said it, or somebody said it. Doesn't sound like such a big praise, but it's a big praise. They said he had the same overcoat from when he got married till they died. Had the same overcoat. What's the explanation? The only way you could have an overcoat for so many years is if you watch it, if you are careful with it. The tzaddikim, they're careful with their possessions. Why do we have to keep on changing them? Not because, forget about the styles changing. Because we wear it out. Because we throw it, we put it, we do it, we're not careful. But if you treated it, like your tefillin, that's the way you wear your tefillin your whole life. Correct? So you figure out something that you need to wear forever, you figure out how to treat it to last forever. But your coat, it's disposable. Chazon Ish was careful from the beginning to the end. This is the coat he wore. So he was very, very careful not to abuse it. For the tzaddikim, it says Habibim alim mamonam for that reason. Not that they love money, but if it's an asset that's in their possession, they're gonna They're going to treat it with the proper
They value it.
They value it because the order of Chokhmah is in that item. Okay, so that's the chapter of Tomei Devorah. Now we'll say something on the... That's a good chapter. It's common things. People just rip stuff and destroy stuff. Why not? Because it's there. Poor ladybug. What did the ladybug do to you? It's there. It's not hurting you. It's not hurting you. Boom. If it's bothering you, but it's not bothering you, you're looking for them. You're looking for the flies. All right, about that one quick hadush from the parasha. This is the diuk that we made this week. Ele todot Noah. Noah is Sadiq Tamim Aya Bedorotav. Elohim Etalech Noah. Anyway, it says that Noah was a Sadiq. Nobody argues on that. Noah was a Sadiq. Pasuk says it. And then we read Rashi. Rashi right away comes to the beginning of the parasha, and he brings what the rabbis have to say. So he comes along and he says, Rashi over here, Bedorotav, Yesh Benabotinu Drushim Oto Leshevach. Some Adoresh Leshevach, they praise. כל שכן שאילו היה בדור צדיקים היה צדיק יותר. Noah was a tzaddik in his generation, which was a generation of decadence. So certainly if he was in a generation of tzaddikim, if he shined in his generation, which, you know, was a very, very toxic generation, and he was able to hold his own, so certainly he'd be able, if he was able to keep his head afloat in a turbulent generation, certainly if it was a calm generation, certainly he'd be able to keep his head afloat even higher. Of course you can. If you can be a tzaddik amongst the Sha'im, certainly you can be a bigger tzaddik amongst tzaddikim. The place obviously has an influence on a person. So that's one of them. The Yeshid Roshim Oto Lignai. And some say, no, it's not such a praise. And if he do not have a tzaddik, in his generation he was a tzaddik. He was a bedorosh of Abraham. But you put him up against Abraham Avinu, lo haya nechshav leklum. He wouldn't fare up. He wouldn't be worth too much. So this week when we read this Rashi, we made a tremendous diuk on this Rashi, which is a very, very strong diuk. Rashi begins the story that if Noah was living in the generation of Tzaddikim, and he ends if he was living in the generation of Abraham. What did you change? It should say, it's a mahalok, it had a look at Noah. If you're looking at Noah, some rabbis say he was great. In his generation he was great, but Dorotav Kol Sheken in the generation of Tzaddikim. And the second rabbi said, nah, Bedorotav, it's limiting. In his generation he was great. But in another generation of Tzaddikim, Noah wouldn't have been worth too much. Yeah, comparative to the generation I was in, he's a tzaddik. You don't have to be so great. Okay? Well, you're relative to the generation, he was great. But put him in another generation of tzaddikim and Noah doesn't exist. But she doesn't do that. It's not, it's almost as if that these two schools are talking about two different situations over here. One is talking about generation of tzaddikim and one is talking about generation of Abraham. And therefore I came to the conclusion that there's no argument over here, Barabotai. This is a big hadush I'm telling. There's no argument. I came to the conclusion that everybody agrees that if he was in the generation of tzaddikim, he would have been great. And everybody agrees if he would be against Abraham, he would not. Two different subjects. Who said it's a mahalokah there, by the way? Nobody said it's a mahalokah. Nobody ever told these rabbis were arguing with each other. But there's an argument over here. You know what the argument is? on what the Pasuk is coming to point out. Is the Pasuk coming to point out this truth or that truth? The word Dorotav, is it pointing out that if Noah was in this generation, you had Kotzekin in the different generation of Tzadikim? Or is the word Bedorotav coming to say this generation, but against Abraham? No. The Mahlok that is here is Harid Doresh, the Pasuk. Not on Noah's personality. I'm telling you a big Hadush in Arabotai. And I have a proof to this. Because how does Rashi tell us the argument? Yesh Dorshim. The machloket is yesh dorshim and yesh dorshim. It's a machloket on the dirash. On what's the dirash? The machloket is not on Noah. And by the way, I think they're making a mistake the way they learn it, because how would you say yesh dorshim oto? Most people oto, they think it's going on Noah. No, yesh dorshim oto means the pasuk. Or the word bedorotav. Yesh dorshim oto. Some adoresh the word bedorotav. The yesh dorshin oto, meaning the word bedorotav, as a gnai, that against Abraham he wouldn't be worth so much. But if the machlok rebbe is not on Noah, both elu ve'elu ve'elu hayim. So then we have to come along and say, what's the difference? Why if he's up against Sadiqim he's okay, but if he's up against Abraham, that specific Sadiq, then Noah's out. That she doesn't tell us. She just gives us the opinion. But you understand the way we're learning now? It's a biduyak, I think. Mm-hmm. It's a biduyak. Mm-hmm. And then she goes out of the yesh dorshin. And by the way, it's on the dibura matrim bedorotav. So obviously there's a word here that the rabbis were dealing with. Bedorotav, it's a word. Is the word coming to say a kosekin, or it's coming to exclude? And just wait enough. You're a lawyer. That word over there can go either way. I can say Bedonatav or the Mosa or Bedonatav. No, in this generation, but somewhere else, no. Against Abraham. So far, so good. The question is, what? Why does Abraham make Noah look bad? And others said they keep no. So in the other, I mean, here, let me go back for a minute. Although we just added tremendous, we just added a great caveat to the hadith that we said the other day. We didn't yestoshim oto meduyak na'moil. You gotta go back to your friend David. You told him and add those to the ayot. Anyway, so yesterday and 2 days ago, that actually we explained it like this. Noah is great. Nothing to talk about. But for whatever reason, he didn't bring the people back to Teshuvah. The whole world was falling apart. And for whatever reason it was, Noah, he wasn't able to bring them back. He was a tzaddik.
That's right.
Huh?
He tried.
No, he didn't try.
Maybe he tried in the beginning. Maybe he tried in the beginning.
He spent 120 years.
Maybe he tried in the beginning, and then he said, you know what?
I give up on you, guys.
I give up. They're hopeless. However you want to learn it. But at the end of the day, not one customer. Not one customer were they able to bring to the situation. And, that's a claim against Noah. Where is Abraham? I mean, that's all he did. Abraham Abinu was bringing back people by the droves. Abraham Abinu, that was his, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, for example, in the beginning it says, Ele told Noah, Noah is Tzaddik Tamim. It calls him a Tzaddik and a Tamim. So the Kerem Shalomo says, what's Tzaddik and what's Tamim? Tzaddik represents Tzaddik on his personal level. He was a Tzaddik for himself. Tamim represents that he was Mekarev others. He says because a religion, a Judaism, is incomplete until you're able to share it with somebody else. Remember we learned in Tumat Devarah the other day?
Mm-hmm.
Your religion is incomplete until you get it and you give it over to somebody else to bring it back. Otherwise, it's half a story. You didn't use your wisdom to bring back people. So the Kedem Shlomo says the word tamim represents his religion was complete in the sense that it benefited others. And he brings a proof to this. He says in the pasuk, Torah Hashem Tamima. The Torah is called tamim, complete. What's the next word in the pasuk? Torah Hashem Tamima, Tamima, Meshivat Nafesh. When it brings back people, when it brings back men, then it's complete. Torah Hashem Tamima, it's only Tamima when it's able to return a soul, when it brings back somebody to religion. That's when it's Tamima. So he holds that in the beginning Noah was a Tamim, the beginning. Noah is Sadiq Tamim, he was a Sadiq. But what happened? It wasn't going. Yeah, it wasn't going. The guys were not. So then Noah came along at a certain point and said, you know what? Leave the people. People are hopeless. So he started to be like Avraham Avinu, to go out. The only difference is Avraham had the staying power. Avraham Avinu, when the going got tough, he still kept on going. Noah quit. And that's why he explains that when God tells him to go on the Teva, it's a punishment to go on the Teva. God could have saved Noah in a million ways. The Teva clearly wasn't a Caribbean cruise. It was a difficult existence on the Teva. So now, the whole.
Avraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Avraham didn't do it in Jerusalem.
No, very good. He brought them back up. Yes, give me your Elliot. Yes. He's bringing them back to monotheism.
He's believing God.
Same thing. It's one of the seven been told that they know how to believe in God. You got to believe in God. So they were bowing down to the Buddha. They were in contempt of atheism. The whole world was atheist. And Abraham went and he promoted the oneness of the tremendous. Yeah, one against the world. He did it. Point is.
All right, that guy said he was.
Nimrod. No, Nimrod is that guy, right? You know, we have respect for Nimrod. So the Kenem Shlomo says, God says to Noah, Boy La Teva. Go on to the Teva means a punishment. Boy La Teva means, Noah, go on to the Teva. It's a gezerah. Huh. He says, you know why go on to the Teva?
Because
of your job. Otecha ra'iti tzadik lefanai. Because all I see you're a tzadik lefanai. Badon hazeh, in this generation you chose to be a tzaddik lefanai. You decided to only be a tzaddik lefanai. It's a punishment. Bo el ha-teva. Everybody goes, oh, you got to say it, no. Bo el ha-teva ki otecha ra'iti, because I'm noticing you that you're a tzaddik lefanai. Your tzedkut is only between me and between us. And badon hazeh is like rhetorical. Badon hazeh, in this generation you decided to be a tzaddik lefanai. What are you doing? Therefore, you should go on the Teva, and that's why, when the Mabul ended, Noah doesn't go off the Teva until God tells him to go off the Teva, because it was a sentence.
Wow.
It was a jail sentence. Which is, he looked out the window. The water was clear. The ground was dry. He should open the deck and walk off. He waited.
He was wrong.
Because he knew. It's a punishment, and he can't get off the Teva until. Leon, please.
That's like you couldn't save the people. So I said that, okay, you can't save the people, but you save the animals.
Okay, possible. Stay tuned. Coming up in volume 2. Now, the explanation is like. So therefore, you put Noah against Sadiqim. No, most tzaddikim are tzaddik. No, it's a tzaddik. So put a tzaddik against a tzaddik. Noah looks good. Everybody looks great. Bedoshet tzaddikim. only difference is Abraham was not only a tzaddik. God tells Abraham, "Italech lefanai v'yeh tamim." No, was it Abraham was a tamim. So you put Abraham and Noah in the same room. Noah doesn't look good. So there was no argument over here. Bidor shel tzaddikim. Noah's great. If I was a tzaddik in this generation, because I can't put me with more tzaddikim, I'd be a bigger tzaddik. But that's tzaddik. But put him against Abraham. Abraham's a tamim. And Noah was not a tamim at the end. Noah was not a tamim at the end. At the end. I told you in the beginning he went to tribe, but he gave up. Abraham didn't give up. Call whatever you want. I'm interested. But the point is he gave up. So the point is, against Abraham, Noah doesn't fair. Understand or no?
Yeah.
Can we say that the Yeshdosh is Rashi? Because against Abraham, who brought back Nefeshot, you're zero. It's a matter of how do we look at what's the most important thing in Judaism? Learning by yourself or is it bringing back? So, bringing back against Abraham, you didn't do a thing. 120 years, you didn't reconcile.
Not against the other one.
But in Judaism,
you want to make a mahlokah. I don't want to make any mahlokah of it. I want to say that everybody agrees that you have to be like Abraham Avinu. The question is, what was the pasuk? This opening pasuk. Now I have a proof. Why would, if you could be Doresh, the pasuk in a positive way, why would you put Doresh in a negative way? Not Noah. Again, nobody's arguing here. Because the rabbi was Doresh, the pasuk in a negative way, because he looks at the pasuk right before this. The pasuk right before this is the Noach Masachen Bnei Hashem. And everybody looks at that pasuk, oh, Noah found favor in the eyes of God. But the Mefashi learned, meaning on his own merit, he didn't have a zero. He got in because of he found favor. Which means, if I'm standing online over there, and I say, I don't have money to pay for this. Okay, come on.
You got a partner.
We'll give you in. Come on. No, you're a good guy. I like your looks. Come on in. You didn't earn it. You got in because of prepare. So the pasuk right away says, "Oh, Masahen." So that rabbi said, "Oh, Masahen." So now what? Another person to come to praise him? What to praise? To think of praise? It's going to come and say, "You know why Masahen? Because really, he wasn't like Abraham. He wasn't like Abraham. If he would have been like Abraham, then he would have went in on his own merits. Then maybe he wouldn't have to go on to Teva. Maybe, he would have went. Who knows what? They would have sent him somewhere else. So therefore, from that last pasuk." Otherwise, you change the direction of the pesukim. No, I'm a tzachen, guilty. And then what? So then he wants to keep the flow of the simichut, in the same direction. And the other rab will tell you, we have hefsek parashiyot over here. No. If that was the case, then this is start the parashah. No, that was last week. That was when he was 500 years old, whatever old he was. Now he's older than that. That's different times. Don't make this, however you want to say. But there's another interpretation of how to explain it that I found that the Rav Chidavi, which is actually kind of beautiful as well. He quotes the Midrash over here from Shohar Tov. This is coming from the Chidav Sefer Pene David. Says Avraham Avinu, Alav Hashalom, found Malkitzedek. Malkitzedek is Shem ben Noah. Avraham is talking to Shem. Now Shem was the survivor. Shem was he survived the Holocaust. He survived the Teva. He lived on the Teva. So Avraham Avinu asked Shem.
Shem is Avraham's son.
Noah's son.
I think Abraham came from Shem.
Everybody came from Shem, yeah.
Okay.
Right? But the point, yeah, Abraham came from Shem, that's correct. But the point is, he sees Shem and he wants some stories about the Teva. He took it to a survivor. You see somebody, what was Auschwitz like? Tell me what it was like. What was So that's what he did. He said, Ketzad yatzata min ha-Teva. How did you survive? What was the Zechut? So he says, Amarlo b'tzaka sha'asinu sham. We give a lot of tzedakah in the Teva. The collectors even found the Teva. Teva was sealed, no doors, no windows, on that thing. They woke up in the morning, there's 8 guys collecting. I'm telling you, the collectors, they can get anywhere, these guys over there. You believe it? They got on the teva also, these guys. Unreal. Anyway, it says, Amar lo, tzedakah afita b'teva, v'chi aniyim ayusham. Abraham Abinu tells him, what is that? I would be joking. He said, well, it was collected on the teva, I should give tzedakah. V'imi hayitem osim tzedakah. Who did you do tzedakah with? Amar lo, al behema haya ve'of. We did the tzedakah to the animals. Ota sha'a Avraham Amar. At that moment, Avraham Abinu said, Ilule sha'asu tzedakah in behema haya ve'of. Lo hayu yotzim. If they didn't do this tzedakah to the animals, they wouldn't have got off the teva. They would have died on the teva. They would have suffocated. Ve'cheman sha'asu tzedakah yasu. Ani im ese b'bne Adam. Shehem b'tzelem HaKadosh Baruch Hu al achat kama v'kama. If I will do chesed, but not with animals, I'll do chesed with human beings that were created with the image of God, or the more so. So he made a kal v'chomer Avraham Avinu. He said, if these guys got saved because of doing tzedakah to animals, or the more so if we do tzedakah to human beings. Or tasha'a, right after that conversation, the pasuk says, v'yita esher v'be'er sheva. He planted his esher, he opened up his first hotel. Esher is an abbreviation, the midrash says, achila, shetiya, and levaya. He fed them. That was the impetus for Avraham Avinu to begin his life of chesed. He got an idea from Melchizedek. It was his own conclusion. He said, what are you talking about? If doing this to animals brings such a result, so doing this to human beings, kavaromer. V'nimsa, this is Haidah talking now. Demash shenitorer Avraham Avinu la'asot tzedakah v'chesed in kol nivra. The most people don't know that. You know, they ask all these successful people, what was your motivation? You know, well, how'd you start? If you ask Avraham Avinu, the most unlikeliest place. It was a conversation I had with Shem ben Noah, and he wasn't trying to motivate me. I was interviewing him about the teva, and he said something, boom, a light went on in my head. Oh, that's it. My whole life changed from an innocent conversation. I was interviewing a survivor. He says, Shinitoreda Babinu Alan Sadaka, I said, in Kodva Hayasi, but Noah. It was Noah. No, Noah was his inspiration. Shisipello Sham Ma'asev, Ma'asada Bateva, Venasaka Mahomet. Umisadzi Yesh Ma'ala Le Noah. Noah has a big zechut. He ends up becoming the motivator of Avraham Avinu. You know what I mean? He never saw Noah. But if he would have seen Noah, I would have told him, you know, Hazak Baruch. He would tell him, Hazak Baruch.
They weren't alive.
I don't think there was an overlap. Shem ben Noah, he saw. Noah, I don't know if he saw. Correct. But the point is, if he would have saw Noah, I would have told him, I said, you're my inspiration. You changed my life. Aval yesh giri'ut. But there's a negative here. And this is where Noah gets slammed. Avraham Avinu deshama mima'asav, when he heard about Noah, nasa kal v'chomer. V'Noah atzmo lo dan kal v'chomer. Noah, how come you didn't make the same kal v'chomer that Avraham made? Noah, how come you didn't come to the conclusion that saving animals is a tzedakah, that all the more so saving you. He didn't come to him. It should have said, when Noah came off the teva, first thing he did, open a hotel, open a branch. Don't say, Beit Amoy, Meir Lahayim. You don't see anything about any chesed that Noah did to the world. Which means, why didn't you come to the same conclusion that Avraham did? Noah chesed ended at the animals. It should have been, and there's a bigger claim against him. You're the one that did it. You saw what Abraham heard the story. You did it with your own. You saw how chesed saved your life. So you should have said to yourself, wow, if this is what a chesed, what an animal can do, come home and a chesed to you. And then, in the new world, he should have started, Noah should have metamorphosized into Abraham.
And he gets so out of control that Abraham had to come in and there was no belief.
No. We're not talking about belief anymore. We're talking about chesed.
Uh-huh.
Think about that, the belief now. He's giving people food. Think about chesed now. Think about emunah. He gave people to eat. Abraham was a baal chesed. What motivated Abraham to do chesed?
It was claimed after the not before. Second, right?
after they saw what Tzedakah can do.
Not
the Teva, I should have said, but Yitat Noah Eshin.
He gave the wine.
He gave himself wine. Doesn't give anybody wine. He drank while he got drunk. He didn't give anybody wine. There's guys like that. So you see over here, tremendous chida. It's a tremendous chida. That means there's a claim against Noah. Why don't you finish the pasuk? Why don't you finish the thought? You stopped short. You stopped at the animals. The animals should have led you to a higher madriga. So he says, Uvehachi, Yumtak Ma'amaram, it'd be sweet what the rabbi said, Vivyorashi, Bedorotav, Yesh Medabotel Doshimoto de Shevach, Kotchekin Shiloya Bedor Sadiki, Bayat Sadik Yotel, Yesh Doshimoto de Gnail, Fidoroya, Tigiloya Bedos Abraham, Loaya Nasham the Klum. So he says, Vesarik Ladat. Amain nakte ilu ayah bedrosh Abraham. Where did Abraham come from? Haba le mikat stama bedrosh tzadikim, like I said in the Resha. Our question. Toida, toida. Vapashut baze, de ben le man de darish le shevach, o le man de darish le gnai, kulam modim. There's no machloket over here. Toida. The ima ya bedor tzadiki, ima ya tzadik yoter. Nobody argues. The gam modim, ima ya bedor Abraham, lo ya nechshav. Rak pnigi ima katuv ba le shebach o le gnai. Maybe they da. So he comes along and he says, and what's the gnai? The gnai is that if he was in the generation of Abraham, and you see what Abraham did, he's doing chesed all day long, and Noah didn't do it. And therefore I say, what? He heard the story and he got motivated. You lived the story and you didn't do it. Therefore, against Abraham Avinu, Noah has a... But against regular Sadiqim that don't have the chesed of Abraham, of course, Kavahol and Noah is greater. So he says, the defeat that kenu yumtak, ma she'amru idu haya bedrosh Abraham, דאילו אברהם למד מאשר עשהו בטבע ומפליא לעשות חסדי חסדים והוא עצמו לא נתן לב לישא קל וחומר מה שאירה לו ועל כן כתיב בדורותיו לאפוקי דורו של אברהם אבינו. It's an amazing חידה. It's an incredible חידה. So therefore we have two ways to go in this. First of all, we have a new way to understand that Shita don't machloket. It's against the Tzadikim and Abraham, and either the claim is Noah didn't bring anybody back and Abraham Avinu did. That was the greatness, and he stuck with it. Abraham Avinu didn't, you know, give up. He was a Tamim from the time. But the second interpretation is that Noah's chesed fell short. It stopped at the animals and it didn't go to the next level. Okay, we're done.